The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. It's Ashley.
It's Lauren.
And Annette.
We're all peppy today.
I feel like we should do like a Mickey Mouse Club. It's like the Mickey Mouse Club entrances.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse. Donald Duck.
Mickey Mouse.
Okay. Well, anyway, speaking of Disney, we do have a very special guest today who like kind of is in line with your Disney childhood. You know, he had music videos aired during Zoog Disney.
Oh, the best.
You guys remember Zoog Disney and how there was like five music videos spanned over like a 3-hour period.
And you would
just
watch.
Have to watch Disney for 3 straight hours in order to see your favorite music video because there was no YouTube to go on.
No.
It was the greatest. So magical to see your music video show up.
So,
anyway,
our guest is
Aaron Carter! Holy shit!
Guys, I'm literally freaking out right now because we humped Aaron Carter's pillowcase. I had so many posters of Aaron. Like, you know the little brochure that is in, like, that comes with the disc?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? What are those called? Like those little booklets?
The disc insert.
But you know how you would open it and it would be like an accordion of different photos?
Yeah.
Like I would cut those up and put them all around my room.
You ruined the inside of the CD cover?
Because I just wanted to see his face all
That's
the time.
Spectacular.
Oh my God, why couldn't you just buy a pop star or a bot magazine?
Well, I did buy those too, but also those brochures had the lyrics on it. So I would cut that out and like learn all the words like that too.
Oh, I like thought of those inserts as sacred material. Like I would put my albums on display and I'd be like, this is a record to be respected. I loved it.
That.
And if they got cracked, I'd freak out. Lauren and I used to sit in the CVS aisles just going through all the magazines, figuring out which one had the best pullout, pinup pictures.
Yeah, it was all about the posters.
All about the posters.
We should buy one of those like today.
I used to sometimes buy them during the Jonas era.
I bet you there's some sick Harry Styles posters in those that we're missing out on,
guys. I think we missed that boat.
I think so. That was like the One Direction, but
yeah,
now
but you
they
don't
have
think
like
they're
YouTube
still
stars
it?
No,
in there.
No, they're that 14-year-old you were showing me yesterday.
Oh, yeah, Ashley, do you know who Jacob Sartorius is?
No.
So Caitlin and I were driving down Wilshire and we look at the Wiltern and there's like a massive amount of teenagers there. And it's this 14-year-old boy named Jacob Sartorius, who's pretty much the new Bieber. He has 8.4 million followers and his songs are so amazing. I love that.
Oh, okay. I got to check
him
out.
That's who is in Popstar or whatever. Popstar.
Yeah. Right. I'm telling you, like Harry's too old for these girls. It's so funny because the pop stars of our era, Aaron was like one of our actual age, but most of the guys we liked were in their upper teens, you know, like during their heyday, Justin and Nick were basically 19, you know?
But when I think about Aaron, guys, he really was like the first Bieber, Harry Styles of like today's age because everyone was in a boy band, like even his brother. I feel like he was like the first person to be out on his own because he literally blew up.
That's
on
pretty
his own.
Crazy that he was able to do it solo.
Yeah, he did it solo. What was your favorite song on Aaron Carter's
album? Well, obviously Aaron's Party.
Beep, beep.
I like How I Beat Shaq.
You know,
just
because
Shaquille O'Neal's
so
in it.
Lauren's
so
favorite Aaron songs are current.
Yeah, I mean, I discovered him as like a sexual being like last year. So.
Well, what's hilarious is we all have like a weird little story with him. I mean, Ashley, go for it.
We do. We need to explain our stories. So Lauren started to go through an Aaron Carter phase about a year and a half ago.
His Fool's Gold album, like
EP?
No, his Fool's Gold music video came out and I watched it and I was like, who is this creature? I'm like, I cannot believe this is Aaron Carter, neck tats and all. And then I became obsessed with him and I talked about him all the time.
All the time.
I talked about
him
all the time.
She had him set. And I think like she followed him on Twitter or Instagram, and then he followed her back, and she like lost her marbles.
And little did I know that he follows a lot of people back on Twitter, but
no,
but
that's no. And he does not follow that many people on Instagram and
not
Twitter.
Instagram, Twitter. He followed me on Twitter, and I lost my
okay.
mind.
Oh, okay.
I got to talk about BioClarity, because BioClarity has made me so happy and confident lately, because my face no longer is dry and flaky and irritated and red, because BioClarity is unlike any other traditional acne treatment because it doesn't use benzoyl peroxide. Instead of benzoyl peroxide, it actually has calming ingredients, including green tea and chamomile, and it cools and soothes with cucumber and oatmeal kernel extracts. You do your cleansing, then you do your treatment, and then you have your Restore Gel, which leaves your skin feeling smooth and refreshed. But you can't have skin like mine
if you don't use BioClarity.
If you don't use BioClarity.
And the best part is that it smells good, because I hate those creams that don't smell good. So, you know.
It doesn't smell like chemicals.
Exactly.
Because it's so natural. You know, it's bio. It's from Mother Nature. To experience this wonderful product, you're going to have to go to BioClarity.com. Our listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. You guys, it's like a joke if you don't try it out. It's 100% risk-free money-back guarantee too. So it's not as if you're going to like regret this decision of yours, but you do need to enter my code GETIT. That is GETIT. So go to BioClarity.com and enter our code GETIT, GETIT.
But anyways,
Lauren loves Aaron Carter. But the funny thing is, we actually have the same social media agent. So one time my agent calls me to like just talk about some business decision, and then he's like, Aaron says hi. And I like, hi. And I didn't even realize it was Aaron Carter sitting in the car next to him. And then my sister, Lauren, is like in the background without makeup or something. And she starts jumping
my
around
face
my apartment.
Gets so red. And I go like in the back, I go, I mean, you can't
I
see
wish
what
you
I'm
guys
doing.
Could see what she looks
but
like
I'm
right now.
But I'm mouthing to Asher. I'm like, that's Aaron Carter.
Yeah,
and she's like,
mouthing
oh my God.
And then at first, I like couldn't comprendo. I was like, what? Comprendo? Who? What? Lauren, calm down. And then I looked at my screen again, and like everything clicked. And then he was really kind of like flirty with me.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're so my type. And I just got out of a relationship. And I'm such a relationship guy. Like, just bear in mind that like if we start talking, I'm like, we're going to go fast. And I was like, oh my God, what the heck? So then,
but you would think Ashley would like die
for
that.
I did like that. Okay. I like the sound of that. Because, and then he kept like talking, you know, he kept talking about like how he truly cares for women. Like he really doesn't, he's not like that playboy. Anyway, so everything sounded really good. And then he ended up FaceTiming me a couple times. We were like talking pretty regularly for like 2 weeks.
Which is so insane.
2 weeks.
That you were FaceTiming with
every
Aaron
time
Carter.
Every time you FaceTime her, like, I'd get so mad.
Lauren got
you get jealous.
So jealous.
So mad. Like, we weren't sisters for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then what happened was we planned on finally meeting because he was on tour and he wasn't in L.A. But then when he finally got back to L.A., he was going to, like, pick me up and take me to, like, a fancy restaurant in Malibu. And what happened was, I told him the night before, I go, hey, if tomorrow's not going to work, because I know you're like flying in tomorrow, let me know like a couple hours beforehand. And then the day of, I don't hear anything yet, but I shower and shave, which is the fundamental mistake. Never shower and shave and do your makeup or anything.
Before you have a confirmation text.
Until you have a confirmation text.
So true.
Because then you're jinxing the whole thing. So then I sat on my couch and waited for it. And then I texted him. I was like, are we still on? Nothing. No response until 1 a.m. And then he said, hey, just landed. How you doing? And I was like, what? So then after that, I just like wasn't all about it. And I just figured, you know, he's probably more Lauren's type of guy than mine.
So she passed him off to Lauren. Lauren, what's your connection with Aaron?
There's no connection. I
just being obsessed.
I just
and
like followed him
on Twitter.
And that's had a fan moment with
well,
him.
Well, it's hilarious. So I obviously was obsessed with him. And a couple years ago, 2014, I was in the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel and my best friend got proposed to and we all met there. Like her fiance called all of us to meet there. So, you know, we could see her. And so I'm like all happy for my friend who just got engaged. And then I just see Aaron at the corner of my eye. And I literally go, oh my God, that's Aaron Carter. But while I said it, he was looking at me and saw my mouth oh my God, that's Aaron Carter. Like he read my lips and he walked straight up to me.
Oh, that's cute.
And we say hello and we exchange numbers and he texts me the next day and goes, hey, Naz.
Oh my God.
And literally that is my story with him. I don't even know if I responded or I may have just been like, hey, nothing happened after that. But anyways, we're going to call him. I'm not going to bring it up, but it's just hilarious that we all have like a little thing with Aaron.
And I'm not going to bring this up either. And I just want to say like, no bad blood. I was like super hung up on Jared Stills before my last season of Paradise. I was like all on the Jared train. I was going to Paradise. Like I wasn't in a place to be dating anyway.
You know the dog that goes squirrel?
I was like, Jared. I was like, Aaron?
Where's Jared?
Oh, Jared. Yeah.
Anyway.
So before we call Aaron, we need to take a minute to talk about our sponsor, FabFitFun, because they, like Aaron, are pretty freaking fab. I mean, it's in their name. This season's box, the summer box, I get four boxes each year, one for every season. This box was so good, the one for the summer, because it helped me discover this amazing sunscreen. And it just seems like every time I get a new FabFitFun box, I find a new favorite product that I will continue to buy for pretty much the rest of my life. So this one, it's the sunscreen. Last time it was the exfoliant. You will always find multiple treasures in your FabFitFun box. And if you are not yet familiar and you want to familiarize yourself with FabFitFun, then head over to www.fabfitfun.com and you will get the box with all these full-size products for $39.99 if you use our code GETIT. That is G-E-T-I-T. That's a $10 off code. It's normally $49.99 for a box that is actually full of $200 worth of products. But you get it for $39.99.
Yeah, guys, it's only $40 and you're getting so much stuff. Like you're literally getting $200 worth of stuff to your door.
Yes. Just use our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, and that is at FabFitFun.com. The code is one word. All right, you guys, it's time to dial them in. Let's do it.
Here we go. I can't believe we're calling Aaron Carter. What is life right now?
What's up, y'all?
Oh, my God.
What's up, you little goody two-shoe bachelor girls?
Oh, my God. You're so funny. Aaron, I've been wanting to talk to you and meet you for, like, over a year now, and I saw you at Wango Tango in the gifting suite, and I chickened the fuck out.
Why would you do that?
Because you were with your girlfriend, and I just felt like, you know, I'm not going to interrupt you. I'll just, like, admire you from afar, and what if I met you and you weren't as spectacular as I make you seem in my mind?
Well, I'm actually disappointed because I would have loved to say hi to you.
Oh, my God.
I obviously know Ashley very well. And yeah. She's a doll.
Thanks.
And she, like, you know, she's a freaking doll. And she, like, respects her body. And I have so much appreciation for that.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Aaron, thank you for appreciating that. You are honestly one of, like,
the few
guys I've ever heard say that to me.
Well, that's because they're a bunch of douches.
Yeah. See?
Probably you gotta right.
Get you know, they're a bunch. They're just people who probably aren't ready to settle down in a relationship and be committed and respect that you are holding out for marriage and something that you grew up with that is meaningful to you and to your morals.
Hey, Aaron, speaking of relationships, you love being in relationships. You are a relationship guy.
I am. I love to be in a committed relationship and be a faithful man. That's what I do.
Now, Aaron, I follow you and your girlfriend on Instagram, and I see that you guys are always together. Can you tell us your little meet cute? How'd you guys meet?
Well, we met because she's a celebrity photographer. Her name's at Mad Pics on Instagram. So she's a celebrity photographer, and she reached out to me. She's like, you know, I got a couple covers that are interested in shooting you. And I looked at her stuff, and I was like, oh, my God, she's beautiful. She's just my type. I wonder if this could work. So then I started FaceTiming her before I even met her for 3 days. And then when I was, like, on the road, before I even met her, because I met her through DMs on Instagram.
Okay.
So
you
and then
slid in that, like, DM.
She slid in the DM.
Yes, she slid.
She started it. I didn't. So if someone's going to start it, I'll finish it.
Now, was she a fan of yours before you started talking to her?
Absolutely. Yeah, she was absolutely. And, but she was really cool about it. And then I was just like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. Like, I wonder if, you know, she's a good girl. Let me, so I got, I FaceTimed with her and then I got back to LA and then I made sure that I courted her. I took her out to Moon Shadows, took her out to a really nice dinner and, you know, I was really respectful. I told her, I said, I don't want to be hooking up. I don't want to be doing nothing like that. I want to like respect my body too. And I've done things differently that I want to try to do differently in this relationship. So.
Awesome.
This is so lovely.
I'm very jealous. And wait,
you're a rare bird.
You have such a type. What's your type?
My type is like kind of like edgy, grungy, tattoos, like you know what I mean?
Dark. She's got to have dark hair.
She has black hair, yeah.
Have you ever dated a blonde before,
other than Hillary Duff?
Nope.
Laura, okay. You're screwed.
Goodbye. No.
Is it because
no, I haven't, but that's because like, I you know, the blonde girls have always been a little bit like not my type personally.
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
So,
I feel like because you're so light, you know, you got the blue, you got blue eyes or brown eyes?
Brown eyes.
Well, you know what, guys? And I respect you guys so much. You know I'm Lebanese, right? You know I have a Lebanese tattoo on the side of my left eye.
That's so nutty that you can be like so fair and be Lebanese.
So let me ask you this. How do your female fans react to Madison? Her name's Madison, right?
You know what? They're really supportive. We got some people, a lot of people. Actually, we have a lot of girls that are hating on her. And, you know, it's kind of new for her.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's and, you know, I'm going to be 30 years old. You know, Ashley can understand that. And Lauren, you're a little younger, you know, so like,
got a couple
you know,
more years.
Yeah, you got a couple more years before, like, it's, you know, you should be settling down, in my opinion. But, I like, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one, so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, for sure. Honestly,
like, I got to tell you guys, I watch both of you guys. I, like, stalk your stuff all the time.
Stop.
Like, I do all the time. Like,
you're so Ashley, kind.
I have a little bit more respect for because of how she carries herself. And not saying I don't have any respect for you, Lauren, because I absolutely do. Okay?
Thank you.
So, okay, but Ashley does things a little bit differently. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
sure.
I never want her to think I'm like creeping or being weirdo and like, you know what I mean? Like I'm just supporting and, you know, I love both of you guys have like an awesome relationship and it's cool to see siblings getting along in this industry. Cause I'm not really used to that kind of stuff, you know?
Well, it is very cool to hear that you follow us on stuff and it's making me really think like, why didn't we work out, Aaron? You're such a catch.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe you didn't believe me.
So funny. Wait, Aaron, so I have a question. I'm their friend Naz. What you said you're not really used to that stuff. So like what do you mean by that?
Used to what?
Like siblings getting along and stuff.
Oh, well, I just mean like cuz you know my brother and I have like kind of a different relationship. I don't get to spend as much time with him as I'd like to, like you guys get to do together. So, but I'm kind of just doing my own thing, you know. The sooner or later is gold already in 3 months.
That's
67 million spins on Spotify in 3 months. Over 250 million worldwide just on that one song. So it's probably already platinum.
Yeah, the Riot remix. I literally listen to it every morning. It's amazing.
Dearly Departed is my favorite song of all time.
And you know what? And I get to produce my music too. The whole EP, I got to co-produce on it. I got to write it, and I got to be real and tell a story that was about my life and who I am. You know, and I put a lot of love into it. And I went through, like, my whole EP, guys, is about my ex-girlfriend who was in the music video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my next question.
It was about how she didn't love me. She did not love me. She did not put me on Instagram. She was ashamed of me. You will always hear me repeating things. Like in Dearly Departed, it's called Dearly Departed. So meaning, dear, my ex-girlfriend, Lee, departed.
Oh.
So interesting.
That's crazy.
So that's why I'm really clever with words. And if people don't understand, my great, 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 great uncle is William Shakespeare.
What?
No.
No way. How is this not a fact out there on the internet?
How do you know?
Because my grandfather was a genealogist for 61
Holy
years of his
shit.
Life and traced back our heritage.
That's so awesome.
Wait, that is here so first. Cool. We have an exclusive, I feel. Do you tell many people this?
I don't actually. No, oh I've never God. Told. I don't think I've ever told anyone this. Actually,
wait, we'll
so,
tease that.
Aaron, what was it like having your ex in the music video?
And why did you choose that? You guys were still dating at the time.
Well, actually, it was really weird because she won. First of all, she wanted to be paid for it. And it was Valentine's Day that we shot the video. And she wrote in a book, like for me, for Valentine's Day, you make me want to be a better blank. She wrote, you make me want to be a better performer.
And how did you feel about that?
I felt weird because she was my dancer for 2 years before that. And we were dating that whole time. And then all of her friends and parents were like, oh, Aaron Carter's a crackhead, a meth head, and he's skinny. He's probably dying. You know what I mean? You should probably get out of this. Like, everybody body shames me all the time because I'm skinny. But, like, I'm out here meeting with, like, you know, big fashion people who want to sign me to agencies because I am skinny. So, I mean, it's like just, like, back off of me. Like, men don't really great. Dress
I would never think you're, like, underweight at all. I think you have a great body. You also have, like, crazy abs. Like, an unhealthy person doesn't have abs like that.
Well, thanks. That just, like, made me smile.
So. Well, Lauren also loves the skinny boy look. She, like, loves the look that you have.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is body shaming a recent thing? Like, we know you were hospitalized like a week ago. Did it come from that?
No, actually that came from a different situation that legally I'm not allowed to talk about yet. Because I was in the hospital for something that happened to me. Oh. So, but legally I can't talk about that right now. I'm so sorry. Guys.
No, that's
but,
okay. Are you okay?
It has nothing to do with body shaming. Yeah, I will recover. Let's just say that a lot of people have a lot of hate towards me, and I'm just trying to promote love, and I'm trying to tell people, like, promote music that is real to me and that I identify with, no different than people like Bob Marley. Like, his identity was his music and his locks, his dreadlocks. My identity is my tattoos and what I do in music as well. And also, love is the most important thing, because I've experienced a lot of loss of love, a lot of trauma. I lost my dad 4 weeks ago.
I know, we're so sorry.
I lost my sister 4 years ago, and then my dad died right before her, like a week and a half before her birthday, June 6th.
It was heartbreaking. So, I wrote this song.
I produced this song for my dad called Champion. So that's going to be on the album. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing record. It's got the last voicemail my dad ever left for me. I put it in the song. Man. And then I had my two sisters that are alive. I had them send me voice notes saying, I love you, Dad. And I made it, I melodined them with my co-producer. So it sounds like they go, I love you, Dad, in the beat. So
that, like, is so dope.
So I just, you know, I wanted them to be a part of this song for our father. So,
Aaron, we know you get a lot of hate, and we just, like, cannot. That's one thing we don't get. No, like, we love you. I feel and like whoever's you hating love. On you, I really want to say, go fuck yourself. Like, why is anyone hating on you?
You're like the most upbeat, you know, happy person.
I don't know. Maybe it's because, maybe it's because I'm the wannabe Justin Bieber, or no. but you were here before Bieber.
This makes me so angry.
I was performing before he was born.
Yes,
isn't
we all know
that a crazy fact. Before he was born,
before he was came out of a vagina.
I sold 10 million records before he was birthed.
God, Aaron, how are you dealing with all this emotionally? I feel like you've gone through so much in the past year. Like, do you feel like this is helping your music? Is it harder to write music with everything that you've been going through?
No. I drown myself in sorrow and in music so that it's my rehabilitation.
That's nice. That's a good outlet to have.
Yeah, that's my therapy, you know? So
what's your most meaningful tattoo? Speaking of meaning, and then speaking of your identity, you said was partially in your tattoo.
Right on the side of my neck, and I put it on. I tattooed that on the side of my neck when I was broken up with the lady for 4 weeks, and I tattooed it on the side of my neck. And then she's like, "You got to get rid of that." Blah 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 blah. And I said, "No, I got this because you don't love me, and I'm putting it on my jugular because you're making me feel like you're killing me."
This is the girl that was in the music video.
Yep.
Wow.
So, Aaron, when you guys ended, how were you very heartbroken over this?
I spent about 10 months in severe depression. And I isolated myself. I wasn't really on socials or anything. I mean, I was just kind of like prepping for the album with Sony, and the EP came out. So Sony's going to pick up the option. But last year I was just very depressed and I was really sad. And I, you know, I would send her messages like, you know, I want to try to work this out. And she's like, oh, you're not going to like the kind of girl that I am now.
Like, what? That's unattractive. Wow.
So, and I'm like, okay, like I got those emails.
Well, you know, you have such a great girl now. It looks like you guys are completely in love. Do you think she's the absolute one? I'm sure she's probably next to you right now anyway.
No, she's actually not. But yeah, I absolutely do. Yeah, I absolutely am super confident in that. And that's because I stand by my morals and I'm going to be a good man. I'm going to be a good father. I want to be a good person. And I want to raise my kids, you know, to do what they want. And, you know, I'm going to be 30 years old. So it's like, you know, I've lived my life. I'm not a partier. I don't drink. Mm-hmm. You know, I smoke weed. I don't drink at all. I hate it. I can't stand it. All my friends will tell you that. They like, one of my friends told me like last night, I'm in New York City. He's like, one of my best friends, Patrick Toussaint. He's like, you never come out with us. And I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go out. And I was there for 45 minutes. You know, I said what up to the DJ, you know, and then I left.
It sounds like you get along with us so well. Because all we want to do is like Postmates delivery and eat and talk and not drink and never go out.
Those environments are never going to be fun.
I got the Postmate card too.
Yeah. You need to hang out with us. We literally did a podcast about how people pressure you to drink. And we're like, how does that make you have more fun? Like, what does it matter? Yeah. It's so annoying.
Yeah. And don't be trying to do it to my girlfriend or anybody around me because I don't condone it. So, and I will stop it.
So she doesn't drink either.
Well, she drinks a lot less. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. It's interesting that you're talking about this today because we had one of our other bachelor guy friends come on the podcast yesterday. Not sure if this is going to air before or after, but he was talking about basically wanting to wait until he was 40 to get married and then marry like a 30-year-old because he said he wasn't going to know himself emotionally enough until he was at the age of 40. And now I'm listening to you and you're like ready to do the family and get married right away. Is it frustrating to you to live in this culture that's just so much different and non-traditional than what we kind of grew up having parents?
It's very frustrating. Oh, absolutely. It's super frustrating. I had parents that were together for 29 years and then they divorced after 29 years and it broke my heart.
Yeah.
And then the day I found out was the day I did my MTV Cribs episode and I had to go show off the whole house to MTV Cribs I just got told all of this was going away.
Oh my God. An hour before.
And so I had to go in and I had to lie and say, here's our house. Here's our boats. Wearing my Tupac shirt. Here's my car. These cars. But all of the stuff was getting taken away and I knew it. And I still was forced by my parents to go do that.
Oh, that sucks.
Aaron, like the fact that you've come out of like all of this stuff, you've dealt with like so much emotionally. I feel like you should be like so proud of yourself. Like,
yeah, you survived.
I mean, you're an amazing human being. Guys, and you're still killing it.
Guys, I had to file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy because when I turned 18 years old, my parents stole millions of dollars from me and I got hit with $6 million of liens and I was able to file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy because I went and I worked my ass off. And I showed to New York City. I worked in Kathy Russell was the producer who believed in me. One of the first people who believed in me about 10 years ago. And I came to New York City and I did the Fantastics for 2 years straight. And I was completely
accountable. That was a good show.
I love that show.
And I was completely accountable. I was the star of the show and I was never late. And she gave me the opportunity to get my life back. And a booking agent came and said, hey, I want to put you on tour. I said, great. I have this idea that's like a nostalgic idea called the After Party Tour based off of Aaron's party. So it's called the After Party Tour.
That's cute. So, right.
And then I put that together and then I was able to raise the funds to file for my Chapter 7 bankruptcy that my parents put me in.
So you have to have a certain amount of money in order to file bankruptcy.
I had to have at least $250,000 to file the bankruptcy.
That is so bizarre. I never knew.
I had to pay for forensic accountants, tax specialists, forensic attorneys, tax attorneys, and a main litigator.
Wow. That's insane. We should do an I don't get bankruptcy.
I have a question. How did the bankruptcy affect your relationship with your parents?
I have no relationship with my parents. I have no relationship with any of my siblings except for my brother a little bit. But that's it.
Wow. So you just, after that, you just couldn't. You just is like,
and the only one I have a relationship, actually the solid, most solid relationship I have in my family is with my twin sister, Angel. She's a doll. So,
wow. That's interesting. How have you managed to be so positive, like, through all of this?
Because I believe in God, and I believe that, you know, I believe in forgiveness, and that's what Jesus Christ died on the cross for, was forgiveness. So that's what I represent, is my belief in God and my belief in myself, and I always, you know, trying to ask for forgiveness and doing right by the Lord, and that's it.
Did you always feel that way? Like, did you grow up with religion in the house, or did you find it on your own?
I found it on my own when I was 10 years old. Aww. I grew up on my own. Like, yeah. I was on the road on my own.
Wow. You've, like, really, you've grown up so fast, too. I mean, in front of all of our eyes. It's crazy. And I feel like it's so exciting to, like, you know, have you back, like, on Spotify and, like, have you releasing, like, new music with your new EP. Like, what is your, like, what's next for you after this?
Well, the EP's out, and then the album is coming out soon. So, and oh, I nice. Already did it. I re-recorded and reproduced with my co-producer, I Want Candy, and it might be the next single.
Oh, my God.
Now just pop.
My eyes just got so
By the
big.
Way, you guys just got the exclusive. You guys just got the exclusive for that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, I really think that
and I Want Candy.
Hit.
I Want Candy has an I put an EDM drop in it with my co-producer. Oh, I do yes. all drops.
Oh, but I'm literally freaking out right now.
This is it.
I like this is what I'm going to box to every morning.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So do you have any music videos, like, in the works? Or is your now girlfriend going to be in that music
Sooner
video?
Sooner or Later is done. Yeah, I directed all my videos. I just got finished doing Sooner or Later. I directed that video as well, and it's done.
Great. So when are we going to be in your next music video?
I was just in a music video for the first time yesterday.
Why don't you guys be in Let Me Let You Go?
Okay.
Let me let you go. You got that body. Don't let me let you go. That song. You guys can be in that video.
I like it already.
If you want. It's up to you guys. So.
Are you kidding?
Of course we do. 100%. Oh, my God. This is my life.
I would love it if you guys would do that. So everyone listening, they confirmed. So
get her ready. So how long are we going to bleach our hair for? I love it, by the way.
How long what?
Are you going to bleach your hair for?
Oh, I'm going to keep it like this. I'm just going to, I gotta get another touch up and get my lines done and everything.
It looks
get my face
so
done.
Good. So.
How often do you have to touch up?
It's got to be done like every week.
Yeah, because you got to keep getting the fade on the side and you got to re-bleach it.
Yep. So that's right.
So we play a little Would You Rather game with Aaron?
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
Do you have ones in your head?
No, but but I will come up with them.
Classic.
Wait, first off, okay.
I have one.
Okay, go for it.
It's really gross, Aaron. I hope you're okay with this.
Ready.
Would you rather smell a fart for the rest of your life or smell like a fart and have everyone around you smell you, but you wouldn't be able to smell yourself? That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I would rather just be able to smell my own fart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'd smell
you get used to
you
it.
You guys would smell your own fart yeah. the rest
yeah.
of your life?
Are you joking? Oh my God, how embarrassing. To so smell
versus,
everywhere you
versus
go.
Versus smelling like a fart to everybody around. That's
no
what
no
you
want to like.
Smell it.
Who gives a shit? No one wants to be around you
So
then.
You guys care more about what other people think about you.
Yeah, yeah. You would get nowhere like, in life
just,
if you
I mean,
smelled like
just,
a fart.
I could just be hiding my farts and cupping them and throwing them away.
That's hilarious. Did you ever get jealous of Nick when you were a little? Like, did you ever want to be part of a boy band?
No, never. And it's funny because I had Dream Street open up for me for many years, and they had Jesse McCartney or whatever
we
his name is.
We love Jesse McCartney. You and him were almost secret rivals. I feel is that
no,
totally
I don't
BS?
Like Jesse. I don't like Jesse McCartney
as
so.
Like a human being or his like music.
A little bit of both, but I don't care. So.
I love how open you are. Do you know, like, this whole podcast is about, like, saying everything
yeah,
that you shouldn't say out loud?
You shouldn't say out loud. Wait, Aaron.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that. That's just how I am.
Can yeah, I just, good. I just have to say this. Like, when you made out with Lizzie McGuire, I was angry for days.
You mean or on the
kissed.
Show?
When you kissed Lizzie McGuire on, yeah,
oh,
under the
oh,
mistletoe?
You're not, I've heard that from millions of people.
I literally, like, for 2 weeks shut down. My mom was like, you're not yourself.
I was like, this is a bad move for Lizzie McGuire's show.
I was so angry. I, like, didn't watch her show.
Well, that was like when Justin made out with the girl in Model Behavior. Mm-hmm. I pretty much threw up.
This is the episode where they physically kissed.
And what are the album
And then when I was younger, guys, I was 13 years old. Okay. When I supposedly cheated on Hillary, but what had happened was, when I was 13 years old, I went to the Lowe's Hotel, all right, and we were all underage drinking, okay, and I was with all of her friends, and she wasn't even there, and everyone was playing a kissing game, and one of her friends came up to me and kissed me, and all her friends called her and said, oh, Aaron cheated on you, and then she broke up with me. She grabbed my face, her friends, they were all drunk, and they grabbed my face and did it, and then, like, I woke up the next day and I was like, I don't even know what happened. Like, I'm 13 years old. I should be like, what the heck?
That's insane. Like,
I would have totally forgiven you.
Wait, Aaron, oh, yeah,
like, but it's all right. It's all right. Obviously, she wanted to go be with Benji or Joel or whoever it was. And you know what? It's fine. And then she got with Mike and had her kid. And I wish her all the best of luck in life. I just don't want anything to do with that. Mm-hmm. I have a beautiful woman who I'm in love with and I respect her.
I love this. This is amazing. Wait, so great. Do you have any crazy girl fan stories from like your first album? Like, did anyone jump on you?
So when I was so in Brazil, I did Rock in Rio de Janeiro for a million people. I performed for a million people at Rock in Rio de Janeiro, and there was about 25,000 girls, my fans, waiting outside the hotel, and this girl scaffolded up 47 flights to get in my room. She came into my room. She ripped out my hair. She was like, and I grabbed my hair, ripped it out, and ran out the room. And I was like, oh my God, I'm 10. What the hell just happened? She scaffolded the building and came in through the balcony where I was throwing paper airplanes.
I was
going to
say, how did you get into the building?
I feel like you don't have a game plan when you're like climbing up. Like, what are you going to do when you get inside?
She climbed up 47 flights.
She was like Brazilian Spider-Man.
Yes.
Holy
shit. Well, if that's one of your stories, you must have a ton. Share another one. That was too good to let this go.
When I was 13 years old, I was picked to open up for Michael Jackson and, in 2001, September 9th and September 10th, we all left the morning of September 11th. I saw the World Trade Centers get hit with my own eyes because I was staring at them. I was staring at them in the Hudson where we were all leaving the morning because the limousine got a flat tire, and I was staring at the buildings, and then I watched it with my own eyes. I watched the plane before it hit the building, and then I watched it hit the building. Whoa. With my own eyes across the Hudson in Newark. So, and then,
it's crazy. Everyone remembers where they were.
I've recorded some amazing music. I was picked. So Michael Jackson picked Usher, Beyonce, Luther Vandross, Aaron Carter, and Nick Carter.
I was actually looking at these pictures of you and Nick and Michael Jackson together, and I was like,
the song is called "What More Can I Give." It's a charity song Michael Jackson did. He picked six artists.
That's insane.
That is an honor.
What is like Michael Jackson like? What was he like?
He was my best friend. I mean, he also left me a lot of things, and gave me a lot of very important things that are meaningful that I'll never get rid of. That's all I'm going to say.
That's incredible.
And you guys are going to find out about that soon. I just was gifted something by him too recently.
Wow. Good for you, Aaron. That's
Did
amazing.
You ever write anything with him? Did you guys ever like jam out to like create your own
stuff?
We worked
on some music, but you know, Michael taught me how to he was teaching me how to dance. And he was teaching me how to sing through all the stuff that he learned through Seth Riggs. And you know, I just spent a lot of time with him in Neverland. Actually, I lived in San Ynez, in a place called San Ynez, where Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch was. And I lived only a mile away from his house. We had a 150-acre ranch and a 10,000-square-foot, one-leveled house right next door to him.
Wow. I remember seeing pictures of you from Neverland, or at least talking.
You'll see like pictures. Like, I had a lunchbox with me on a dirt bike, a green dirt bike, and that's where it was.
And I'm sure everyone made it, like, perverted.
The Aaron's Party cover... That was shot in my bedroom, okay, in San Ynez.
Wow.
That's so cool. So
the American flag cover.
Growing up.
How did you guys first get connected?
We got connected to this amazing guy named Raffles. So he was Michael's like right-hand man for many, many years, and I'm still very much in touch with him. He's a very credible, amazing human being. So.
Wow.
And he's the executor of the estates of Michael Jackson, and Prince, and Whitney Houston.
It's amazing. Do you feel like he has inspired like your music now at all?
Okay. What's that? Sorry.
Do you feel like Michael's inspired like the music that you're coming out with now?
Oh, absolutely. He told me I'm the Prince of Pop. I broke his Guinness Book of World Records when I was 9 years old for being the youngest male solo artist to have 4 singles in the top 10 Billboard charts at the same time, and I think I still am.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
You should change your Instagram handle to Prince of Pop. You are. Absolutely. You fucking yes. Please are, do. Aaron. You fucking are.
We are going to post this podcast as Ashley, Naz, and Lauren talk to the Prince of Pop.
Yeah. Amazing.
A real-life prince.
Well, now it's my duty to become the king because he's not here. But I don't want to take his throne because he still has his throne. So I'll just be the Prince of Pop like he told me. So
love it. Aaron, so you told us that your album's coming out soon. Do you have like a date that you want to tell us or a month that we should look forward to?
But probably towards the end of the year.
Okay.
We're
excited. That's when all the good records come out.
Yeah,
we're loving your EP. It's really our
favorite. Shout out to, before we end, guys, I want to give a shout out to Sony Records and I want to give a shout out to Steve Zapp. And all the radio and everybody that's been playing, I've been getting like tons of ads and it's been incredible. I just can't believe what's happening. And I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful for you guys like sharing this interview with your fans and being so supportive. It means a lot to me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
We love your career trajectory is so cool to see.
Yeah.
Well, that means a lot. So.
You're the greatest. You're the nicest. Yeah. You're the most talented.
We love having you on. You guys, you're listen like to Sooner or Later, Fool's Gold.
We'd love to have you in
you
studio one day with
you guys,
us.
You guys got my number. Call me and I'll do podcasts with you whenever you want.
Yeah,
call
when
me,
you're
I'm
in
ready.
LA, come over. So like the sound quality is really good.
Yeah, we'll smoke
okay,
weed
yeah,
and hang on the couch.
I'll be back in about 6 days. I got a show with ASAP Ferg and ASAP Rocky coming up on July 1st in Virginia. It's called the Shag Fest. And then I have a 4th of July show where I'm opening up for Big Sean. So, and then I'll be
very
back.
Cool.
That's amazing.
All right. Well, we'll see you when you get back.
Okay.
Thank
I
you
love
so
you girls.
Much.
Stay.
I love
bye.
You.
Bye.
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 That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right. Well, that was awesome. Can't wait to have him back. You guys, let us know what you thought of today's episode and what you want to know the next time Aaron comes back.
This is crazy, and I can't wait to listen to the I Want Candy EDM. I'm literally dying.
So tweet at us. It's at Ashley Iko.
Or at Jnaz Perez.
Or
at Lauren AI.
Yeah.
Why do you say
we
it like
do
that?
Love your feedback.
All right, guys, we need to talk about the fact that we were just on the phone with Aaron Carter, and we're going to be in his music video.
Oh, yeah, Lauren, you are also so cool. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You nailed it, Lauren.
You're cool, collected.
Thank you. I got a little nervous because you guys kept talking, and I was like, I don't know what I should say next, but I enjoy just listening to him talk anyway.
What do you mean? I thought you talked plenty.
Yeah, you talked a lot.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, and he, like, loves you, even though he respects me more.
Yeah, I know.
That was so weird.
I'm like, Aaron, like, you don't really know me. I don't really know what you're basing off of.
She also doesn't post Instagram.
I don't really post on Instagram, and my Insta stories are usually about you, so you should respect me a lot more than Ashley, but anyway. I still took it as a compliment.
It's just too a religious funny. Thing, I think.
It's too funny.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, you guys, before we leave, I do want to share one funny story, just because Laura and I just experienced this, and it's like classic Ashley. Like, nothing in this world describes my situation in life romantically than what just happened.
Okay, what happened?
All right, so Lauren goes and walks our dog all the time outside, you know, up and down our street.
Outside.
So she sees this guy, so much my type, like very like Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah.
Who else is he like?
Adrian Grenier.
Adrian Grenier.
Oh, my God.
Like also very like Dominic Cooper.
Brown, wavy, curly-ish
Latino
hair, lighter
looking.
Eyes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So he's tall. He's sitting outside. I go up to him. I say, hey.
She keeps calling him my husband.
Yeah, I'm like, your husband's across the street. And
he lives
I go up to him while I'm walking Gurgi, and I'm like.
After passing him many times, yeah, you
go,
finally went
I'm
up
like,
to
you know,
him.
I'm just going to say something, because this could be your husband. So I go, are you gay? Because we live in West Hollywood, so I just assume that. And then he goes,
a handsome
no, why? I go, okay, next question. Are you single? He goes, I'm not single. I go, oh, okay, well, my sister would love you. But worth a shot. Bye. So yeah. Now we say hi to each other. He's always outside.
So yesterday I was, today I was out walking with Gurgi, and I see him sitting in his normal spot. And I was like, oh my God, this is my time. This is my time to like walk by him. And thank God I have makeup on. So it's great. So then, but he's sitting next to a girl, and I was like, oh, okay, that's probably the girlfriend. But then I walk by and he says, good morning. And I go, hey. And then,
hey, notice how her voice gets a little
hey.
Bit higher.
Hey. So apparently scientifically you're supposed to go down with guys.
Oh,
I think it's
I
sexier.
Yeah.
Wait,
but,
really?
Yeah, I read this article recently that was like guys of today like a deeper voice, but like back in the 50s and, you know, mid-century, they liked that Marilyn Monroe wispy light voice.
Oh, if I got any deeper, I'd be Morgan Freeman.
I know.
I'd be like, your Batmobile is in the cave, Bruce Wayne.
Fantastic.
So,
terrific.
Anyway,
terrific.
I'm walking by and I see the girl that is sitting next to him is Emmanuel Shrieky.
Sloan from Entourage. Every guy's dream.
Every guy's dream girl. Like, for the entire decade of the 2000s, whenever I'd ask any guy who's your celebrity crush, they'd be like, I don't really know her name, but Sloan from Entourage. Yeah.
She walks in and she goes, so I found out who my husband's girlfriend is, Emmanuel Shrieky. I'm like, no way. Because we knew she lived in that building too, because we saw her outside.
Yeah.
And then we see him outside, and they're obviously together. So then I look up Emmanuel Shrieky's boyfriend. And that is him.
How crazy is that? So it's funny. Lauren saw Emmanuel out there months ago. Then I ended up interviewing her on some red carpet. And I go, do you live on so-and-so street? And she was like, I'm not going to say that on camera.
But yes,
we had seen her out
That's
there before.
That's hilarious.
And
that
then
is
there
so
it is.
Life.
And I cannot believe that there's so many pictures out on the internet
with them
together.
Yeah, they've been together for 2 years and like they want to adopt a child together.
They're so hot.
So,
Yeah.
So anyway,
a great guy.
Funny story.
Wait, can we just talk about real quick on the reception that we've gotten on our Ghostbusters segment?
Oh, yes.
I know.
Last podcast, guys. Thank you so much. We definitely want to keep doing it every month. So please send us DM messages or messages on Twitter to Ashley's Twitter account. And yeah, we're definitely going to be doing Ghostbusters again.
Yeah, for these sure. two, you know, Lauren and Naz, they check their Instagram DMs. I normally don't. But if you really want to share a story, DM one of them.
Our Instagram, Lauren, what's your Instagram?
My Instagram is LaurenAI.
And mine's Naz Perez.
Is it LaurenAI or is it Lauren
Aiko? It's LaurenAI.
LaurenAI.
They'll be searching for other stories. And if you do want to be connected with your ghost, make sure it's a guy that like will respond, you know, because obviously this is only going to work if it's
right.
a two-way thing. Yeah.
And I can normally reach out and see if they'll be willing
to. Yeah,
because the last guy we did was, so you never know.
Yeah.
And also, you never know, we might have Ashley call someone that's ghosted Ashley one day.
I think I was recently ghosted for the very first time.
But we'll save that.
Yeah.
So you guys have to tune in the next podcast to find out.
Yes. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
I don't get it. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.